Hi, and welcome back to Build the Weight Loss Practice of Your Dreams. I have a special guest today, someone who really helps practitioners not only address the physical part of losing weight, but the inner part and the mental part of that. So I'm really excited to have Dr. John Sclair with us today. He has a long history of helping patients, helping physicians help patients with his inner diet program. And I am actually going to let him tell us a little bit more about that. And then we'll dive in into how this is a little bit different than just behavior modification and how it really helps maximize the outcome for your patients and solidify longer term results. So without further ado, Dr. Sclair, I am so excited to have you here today. Tell us a little bit about you and your business and how it came to be.
Well, I'm very happy to be here, Carol. Nice to meet you, and it's a pleasure to be able to speak with your audience. And yeah, I've been doing this for a long time. I developed this inner diet program over 30 years ago. I cannot hardly believe that. Never dreaming I would be in the weight loss business, but it kind of drove me there. And part of what happened was, as I was in private practice, I had a private practice of counseling and psychotherapy, and I mainly saw women in my practice. And it didn't seem to matter what they came in for. We would always end up talking about weight and body image and frustration with not being able to lose weight. So the curious George in me got me interested in investigating this. And as I started to look at all the programs in my area, the physician-based programs and the commercial programs and hospital-based programs, it became really obvious to me very quickly that the problem was all the time and energy and money was really being thrown at the symptom, which was the weight, and not enough set at the problem. Why was this a continual problem? And why did people get frustrated and were unsuccessful so often? So I started to just investigate this on my own, and it ended up becoming this program I developed called the Inner Diet. And I've been doing this for over 30 years now. And really, basically what I do is my business provides your weight loss business with a self-help home study program that addresses emotional eating. So it goes along with any weight loss program. It doesn't matter what your nutritional program is, because I don't deal with that aspect of it. But my piece is a component that makes your program stronger, more personalized to the client or to the patient, and helps them to really look behind the curtain, if you will, in order to start making better decisions about why they get frustrated and give up trying to manage their weight.
Right. Well, a little bit more on that. You know, in our earlier conversations, and as I've researched your program and all that, there's something that you said that has stuck with me, and I want you to explain a little bit about that. But so many practitioners and all of our listeners know I manage a bariatric surgery and medical practice. We talk about behavior modification, and when we were talking about that, you quickly interjected that it's different than behavior modification. Tell us a little bit about that, because I think that is really one of the things that differentiates you, number one, and also could lend itself to the increased success rate that you see.
Yeah, that's a great point. And I always wake up a bit when I hear someone say behavior modification, because everybody claims to have a behavior modification program. And you definitely, there are components of behavior modification that are really important and helpful to the weight loss patient. But to me, it's more than behavior modification, because there are two approaches to this, really. There's the behaviorism approach, and behaviorists, by definition, I used to teach a lot of psychology courses to college students, so I know a little bit about this. But behaviorism is more interested in what you do, the overt observable behavior, what you do. Like training a dog to sit up or roll over or whatever, use behavior modification. Right. Because you really don't care what the dog thinks. You just want it to perform that behavior. However, with humans like us, you know, it's not so simple, because we have this thing called a mind and a brain that interferes sometimes with the things we want to do. So to me, what's important is a cognitive approach to changing people's behavior. So my program, the Inner Diet, is more of a cognitive modification program. That is, it's more interested in how you process information and how you make decisions and how your mind works and really how you approach things. So the key really is what you do is a result of what you think. And so, you know, the thought always precedes the action. So to me, the real way to get to help that client to solve this problem is not so much to try to shape their behavior in different ways, as much as it's to help them become a better, more critical thinker, so that they can make decisions that are more goal-oriented and don't get in the way of their desire to manage their weight and be healthy. Mm-hmm. So it's cognitive modification, I think, is change what you think and you will change what you do. You can't help it.
Right, right. So give us a few examples of how that applies with your program and with the patients that we see.
Well, with the Inner Diet, what it does, it starts out with a questionnaire. Mm-hmm. So the client takes a 40-item questionnaire. And let me just mention that it's not just a bunch of questions I thought were interesting to ask. The development of the questionnaire was the topic of a doctoral dissertation. So it's gone through real science, a real scrutiny. And it's a testing instrument that's been standardized. So if you answer the questions honestly, it will really be spot on and will really identify where you fall on the 6 issues that the Inner Diet addresses. So you start out with this questionnaire, and it helps you to, it gets you even thinking. People tell me just taking the questionnaire turns the light on a little bit. Mm-hmm. And you make me think that the Inner Diet really is an awareness tool. I don't want people to think it's a psychological instrument that, because, you know, you don't want to scare people. And there's no right or wrong answers to them. So the questions are just asking people's opinions about things related to weight loss and dieting and the emotional aspects of it. And these are common issues that get in the way of people just trying to manage their weight. Mm-hmm. So they take this questionnaire, and then after they take the questionnaire, there's this analysis that goes on with the way they answer the questions. And then they get back a personalized profile that tells them how they scored on the 6 issues, mm-hmm. explains what their scores mean. And then there's also the third part of it is there's an activity book. And I wrote an hour and 46 minutes of audio support as well that mm-hmm. I wrote and recorded that walks them through the whole program. So for the practitioner, it's a self-help home study program that I designed for the patient to do at home, away from the office. Because you know as well as anybody, you don't have a lot of time in the office to be working. Right. And a lot of people don't have the expertise or the comfort level in talking to their people about issues like this. So I do it all for them. And mm-hmm. it works very well. And it's intended to strengthen the program that you already have.
Okay. Not a replacement for anything necessarily, just a way to help kind of add something to the patient's toolbox.
Exactly.
Very effective to their toolbox. Because I do think that, you know, we talk ourselves in and out of lots of things all day long. Yeah. And you think about all the different decisions people are making about food and just about their behavior and their choices and that sort of thing. And if we really could control that or somehow impact that in a positive, correct way, yeah, it's pretty amazing.
It's funny you say that because I've done a lot of writing about these things. And I have a concept that I call the family feud. It has nothing to do with that game show.
Yeah.
But it has to do with this battle that goes on. I call it the family feud because there's this responsible adult within every patient, the one that walks in your office and says, you know, wants help and they want to lose weight and they want to feel better and look better and do the right thing. That's that responsible adult. The problem is, there's this little whiny brat kid part too that doesn't care about how you look or what you weigh or what you eat. And that part of you is always negotiating you away from that goal. So this internal battle between these two parts of yourself, you know, I remember when I was younger, this concept came to me watching a cartoon and there was a good angel on one shoulder of the character and a bad angel on the other.
Right.
And that's what happens. We have these two voices whispering in our ear and one is always trying to sabotage your desire to change.
Right. I want to get a little bit into, you're not expecting this, I know, but I want to get a little bit into some trends that we're seeing nowadays.
Okay.
And a lot of times in podcasts, we don't necessarily, you know, indicate what's going on, but we're in the middle of a pandemic with the coronavirus at the time that we're recording this.
Correct.
And it's, you know, it's turning everyone upside down every which way. And one of the things I see posted a lot is people commenting about, you know, this period of time and how it's impacting in major ways. And I'm not downplaying that. But one of the things that I really think it's affecting is going to be a potential negative trend is the degree to which people are feel as if they are stress eating, the fact that they are eating the wrong things, they're having a harder time getting their fitness in, their routines are uprooted, and they're really worried about gaining weight. And many people just in this period of time that we've experienced this, and it's in by no means near, close to being over, you know, the feeling like, by the time a few more weeks pass, I'm going to really be in a much worse spot. Do you have any advice or anything that could be helpful for practitioners with their patients or for patients specifically about how to manage these tumultuous emotions that then lead to this struggle in our mind and this behavior that is really detrimental short-term and long-term? So that was a kind of a power-packed question. I'm sorry. I just really, since I have you here with your expertise, I just felt like I would be remiss if I didn't ask that.
Would you mind repeating that? Just kidding.
Right. No, we have to keep our sense of humor, for goodness sakes, huh?
You have to. You have to. But, you know, it's interesting you mentioned stress eating. It's one of the issues that we address on the Inner Diet. Mm-hmm. And 78% of all women who take the Inner Diet score high or very high on stress. So I'm telling you that 3 out of every 4 women that you work with struggle with stress eating. Mm-hmm. So it's a very common issue. So I think, and I do have things in my program that help people to deal with stress, but people, you know, everybody responds differently to stress. And what works for one person doesn't work for another. So for instance, one person might do some meditation, you know, to help, some kind of meditative thing. Whereas another person might find that useless and they might want to take a walk or listen to some music or maybe do some exercise or something. You have to find what works for you. Mm-hmm. And I think as far as trends, to me, that's what's important for the practitioner to do, is to make their program more personalized, deal more specifically with that individual in front of you. Which is why my Inner Diet program is designed to identify differences between people so that you're really helping that person deal with the monster in front of them, if you will.
Right.
So it's also the other thing I think I see with trends, as you ask about trends, is mm-hmm. telemedicine, you know, you're doing things like we're doing right now is becoming more and more a part of what we're doing. And the program that I developed, and when I first developed it years ago, it was a paper and pencil thing, and I had to print the profiles and mail them back to the physician. And now everything's done in a heartbeat on the internet.
Right.
So if you work with remote patients, for instance, people who don't come into your office, it allows you to be able to access those people. Because before you start to work with someone who's a stress eater, you first have to identify they're a stress eater.
Sure.
And then help them to find a way that works for them to substitute. It's called substitution behavior, to substitute eating for, something else, something more healthy.
Right. Right. I love that. And I want you to talk a little bit about how, you know, we talked about how this is really easy for a physician to utilize in their practice, but talk a little bit about how do they know that they've got a stress eater? What's the feedback to them so they can understand what the test did or discovered with their patients?
Well, you make a good point, because I've had people tell me on occasion, say, well, I know a stress eater when I see one. Well, you might, but your best subjective guess is never as good as a sound objective measurement. Sure. And so what I provide with the Inner Diet are sound objective statistically valid measurements on these people. So you don't have to guess anymore. So you give the individual the questionnaire, and after they take it, and I'll tell you that there are 2 ways people do this. You can either give it to the client in the office, like on a tablet. Mm-hmm. That's most of my clients, there's a form that you can print. You give to the client, they take it home, access it at home, take it on their computer. And as soon as they finish the questionnaire, they hit the submit questionnaire button. Mm-hmm. And then 2 emails are generated. One goes to them with their results, and one goes to the professional with a summary of the results.
Okay.
So that you know before they come in the next time how they scored. So you'll know if they're a stress eater before they come back.
Right. And then there's obviously ways then to cope. Once I identify what my behaviors are or how I fall into your criteria, then you get into how to cope with that.
Yes, I have in the activity book, the patient gets a profile, personalized profile, and that's different for everybody. Depending on how you answer the questions, you get different information. And then there's a 32-page activity book, which is divided into six sections, one for each of the six sections. And in there are suggestions for how to address distress eating. And then I have all the audio that goes along with it where I walk them through it, explain, you know, what they need to do and why they're doing it and how they'll benefit.
Right. Right. We just need to keep you in our back pocket when those situations arise.
That's the audio. That's why I'm always there.
Right. And you can listen to it. So then you have like a lifetime access to it or.
Yeah. And the other thing that I like to do is, I mean, I'm always, what I love doing, Carol, is I love being available to the professional. If you use my program, you get me too, you know,
right.
Good news or bad news, I'm telling you, I feel like me or not. But I'm always there to help. And if your client has a question, I'll be helpful to help them. My goal was to take as little of your time as possible in allowing you to add this component to your program so that you can claim to have a holistic program with those three legs to the stool, you know, the diet, exercise, and then the mental part.
Right. I love that. And I think making it convenient for the physician or the practitioner is so important, and then also having access to you. I know we've talked numerous times and every time has been very, very helpful and very informative. And you've actually written a book as well, right?
Well, not a book. I've written some audio programs.
Audio programs. Okay.
But the Inner Diet is sort of like a book. I mean, it's a personalized book. Mm-hmm. And it's about you. And that's why the patient likes it so much. They love reading about themselves.
Right.
And taking a questionnaire is always interesting for people. And it allows people to look inside a little bit, you know, because the Inner Diet is an awareness tool. And awareness is the key to change.
Right.
I always say it's like a bright light in a dark room. You know, it breaks through the darkness. It shows the way. And it allows you to move with confidence. So we want to give that awareness to people, so that they can become more mindful and less mindless about the health choices that they make.
Right. And then the more they do, the greater that muscle grows, I'm sure, so that they can keep that behavior going.
Yeah, and
is it applicable for medical and surgical programs?
Yes. It's a great little program. And again, as I said, it's something to give help. Most of my clients do, so a lot of my professional clients, is they say, this is for you to do on your own away from the clinic. You know, we believe you need to address this part of the program, and we have a program here that does that for you, but you're to do that away from the clinic. So the professional simply gives them the form to take home and then encourages them to go online, take the questionnaire, and do the activity book and listen to the audio.
Right. I love that. Yeah, it's very, your reviews are very great, and and so I appreciate that. I was wondering if you happen to have, I know you don't have your own crystal ball, but you work with practitioners, a lot of them, and patients. And so tell me, what do you see for the future of weight loss? Any predictions or anything like that that you could, might be helpful for preparation?
Well, I do see, you know, I've been doing this a long time, but I see so much more now. When I see people presenting programs about the importance of the psychology of weight loss.
Right.
It's something I've been doing for a long time. So I think the future is going along those lines. It's more in the lines of personalizing programs too, which is what, again, what I like about my program is it's personalized for each individual. Mm-hmm. And it allows itself to be used in the telemedicine model these days. And I think those things are trends for the future.
Right.
Is more personalized programs, more programs that deal with the inner person, you know, the psychology of the person, and things that allow you to do a way that you don't have to walk into an office.
Right. And it's a great way to differentiate your practice.
Yeah, a lot of people do use my program as a lure in their advertising to bring people in. And it does, because people are curious about, what is that thing, you know? We'll come in and find out.
I think most people intellectually know that, you know, emotions are really important when it comes to weight loss. And yet we all struggle with how to control that because, you know, you can be going along just fine. And then something happens, whether it's a pandemic or whether it's, you know, an argument or it's a, you know, some change in your routine, anything can dissuade you, and can, it could be your friend saying, it's okay, you've been so good lately, let's go ahead and just indulge with this, whatever it is, you know.